Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
If you had to pick the worst ingredient on the planet, what would you pick? And I'm talking about an ingredient that's in a lot of foods, not some banned dangerous chemical, but some ingredient that is very pervasive in our foods. What would you pick? Go ahead and type it down in the comment section. The ingredient that I'm going to talk about is much, much higher on the glycemic index than glucose. Now, what is the glycemic index? It is a scale that measures how fast a carbohydrate is absorbed and spikes your blood sugar. So at 100, you have glucose, okay? So that's pretty high, right? Now, glucose is a monosaccharide, okay? It's just one sugar. When you combine two different sugars, like glucose and fructose, you get sucrose, that's table sugar, okay? And because fructose is lower on the glycemic index, it's going to pull the glycemic index down a bit to roughly about 72. That's a disaccharide. Now, saccharide means sugar, and di means two. And then glucose is a monosaccharide, it's just one sugar. So the reason why I'm talking about the disaccharide or the monosaccharide is because this ingredient is a polysaccharide, which means many different sugars that are combined. However, this polysaccharide is a lot worse than glucose, even though it's a polysaccharide. So it is the ingredient that is the highest on the glycemic index. I don't know of any other ingredient that's higher than this thing I'm going to tell you. And that ingredient is maltodextrin. Okay, now maltodextrin doesn't sound that bad, like malto. Well, that sounds pretty natural. And dextrin doesn't end with os, like all the sugars end with, like glucose, fructose. So dextrin doesn't sound like a sugar, but maltodextrin behaves like a sugar, but it's not classified as a sugar. So here's the problem. When you read the label, okay, if something has maltodextrin in it, it does not have to be classified as a sugar, okay? It's classified under the total carbohydrates. So this can be very misleading because you don't know how much sugar that's in that product. So somehow manufacturing companies came up with this loophole because they know a lot of people are against this added sugar. And so even on their website, certain chemical companies that make maltodextrin actually use it as a marketing thing. This is what it said on one of their websites. Many soft drinks and other flavored beverages contain maltodextrin in their formulas, so they can have a lowered amount of sugar on the nutritional facts label. Wow, that is a great marketing strategy. So the problem with maltodextrin is that it behaves like sugar, yet it's not listed as sugar. So it's in a lot of different foods, and you're not being notified, you're not being aware of how much sugar you're actually consuming. Now, the reason why maltodextrin is higher on the glycemic index than glucose is because it has a much faster absorption rate in your stomach. Apparently, the enzymes act on this man-made synthetic sugar-like carbohydrate much faster than actual glucose. And so, yes, it is a man-made synthetic sugar. It's made with high heats, it's made with chemicals, it's made with acids. So it's a highly processed carbohydrate that is extremely inexpensive. You could get at a wholesale cost, like 30 grams of maltodextrin for less than a penny. Now you're probably thinking, well, I don't consume maltodextrin. It's not in any of my foods. Well, I'm just going to list some of the foods that it's in. It's in supplements, okay, big time. It's in even the natural flavorings. I had to really work hard to find a company that flavored some of our nutritional products that did not contain maltodextrin. And unfortunately, those flavorings were a lot more expensive than the ones that had the maltodextrin. When you buy herbal formulas that are extracts, like they'll say, I don't know, ginkgo biloba or turmeric, and it says like 10 to 1 or 5 to 1 extract, usually they're using maltodextrin as a drying agent, to turn it into a powder. Even stevia, when they turn into a powder, many times is made with maltodextrin. So here you are trying to do low carb when you're getting a lot of carbohydrate. But of course, it's only listed in the total carbohydrates, not the added sugars. Even powders that are made from oil, like MCT oil, and even like certain fish oil powders, okay? Now, I have a cod liver oil powder that does not use maltodextrin. It's the only one out there that doesn't use it. And it took me a long time to find the company that didn't use the maltodextrin. Performance gels. So let's say you're going to do a long distance marathon, okay? And you need that little gel pack to give you that carbohydrate energy to keep going. Well, the first ingredient, maltodextrin. So as an athlete, I don't think you want to take something super high on the glycemic index to start spiking your insulin. Then you have the energy drinks, okay? The protein powders, the electrolyte powders. Many of them have this added maltodextrin. Even in the vitamin forms, as it forms like citrates, like potassium citrate or magnesium citrate. The infant formulas, the infant foods, unfortunately, have maltodextrin. The weight gain formulas, a lot of times the first ingredient is maltodextrin. But if you look at the label, it's low in sugars. It's very high in carbohydrate because they don't have to list it as sugars. Beer has maltodextrin, thus the beer belly. Animal feeds have maltodextrin. Many keto products have this hidden maltodextrin, which, by the way, I'm going to be putting a list on my website very, very soon. And I'm working very quickly on this. So you can have a list of what foods have maltodextrin and what foods do not, because sometimes they sneak it in there. A great majority of the diet products out there, the diet powders, the diet protein bars are loaded with maltodextrin. Many of the soups that you consume, desserts have maltodextrin, ice creams, cereals, snack products, and even intravenous nutrition, the IVs that they'll give people to rehydrate them, have maltodextrin. Sauces, medications. So maltodextrin is very pervasive in our food supply. Unfortunately, it's used to give it's called the mouthfeel. It gives a very smooth texture, so it makes it feel good in your mouth. It's also used as a volume enhancer, as a filler, just to increase the volume. Like I said before, they use it as a spray to dry certain things, both oils and proteins and even nutrition, unfortunately. It's been used as a fat replacer for certain diet foods because they want it low fat, right? And so they can put this in there because it actually gives you the texture of fat when it's really a carbohydrate. But now they're using maltodextrin in a different form, okay? It's called resistant maltodextrin. It's like a resistant starch. They change the chemistry from this starch to a fiber. However, a lot of the research that has been done on this has been done from industry, and I just don't trust the results right now. It's kind of an experiment. There's a big difference between consuming synthetic man-made fiber and fiber from vegetables like celery or salad. So now you're going to see a lot of information on these functional food fibers that are now considered health foods, and they're in a lot of keto foods as corn fiber, tapioca fiber, and they're called resistant maltodextrin. So who knows if they're GMO or not, or if they have traces of chemicals, and there's not a lot of information on the manufacturing process. Personally, I'm going to get my fiber from actual vegetables. And as I was studying about this topic, I found maltodextrin is also classified as an insecticide. Go figure. And the other big problem with maltodextrin is it depletes nutrition. You see, anytime you have a carbohydrate or a sugar and you consume it without nutrients, in order to metabolize that carbohydrate, it takes nutrients, B vitamins, calcium, potassium, things like that. And so when you're consuming a lot of refined carbohydrate, it's going to deplete your reserve of nutrients. So you end up with less nutrition if you're consuming these carbohydrates. And all this boils down to a much greater spike in insulin, which is behind so many health problems. So personally, I'm going to stay away from maltodextrin. They're really doing an experiment on people. The jury is still out on the resistant starch. Time will tell, but it's very difficult, if not impossible, to find an independent study to truly evaluate the so-called health benefits of maltodextrin.